Hello, this is Brother Crummy, and you're about to hear the last two broadcasts that Brother Wolof made before he went home to be with the Lord. These two broadcasts were made here in the studio at the People's Baptist Church on Tuesday morning. Brother Wolof was planning a tour, and he and the trio of girls were getting ready to leave, and they came over kind of early here to the auditorium and back into the studio to make these two tapes. And you'll be able to tell from the expressions and some of the statements Brother Wolof made that they were planning to go away on a tour. I trust that these two broadcasts will be a blessing to you. They have already been to us, although it's kind of the last will and testament in some respect. But may the Lord bless you as you listen to these two broadcasts. The 30-minute is on this first side, and the 15 is on the flip side. May the Lord bless you.
Well, today for the 1 hour broadcast, we're having a double barrel message or program for the service. We're leaving for six states, that is seven states in 7 days, and we have the trio as guest singers today, the Jubilee Trio. Each one will be giving their testimony, and they'll be singing a number of songs. And then I want you to listen the last 30 minutes of the broadcast that was made on my knees with a real burden. And I was gone, but Brother Cameron and the people listened to it and came to the altar and were on their knees most of the time. And I believe the Lord will speak to you through this 1 hour today on a lot of powerful stations. The girls and boys were permitted to call their parents. All night long, the telephones were busy. Our operators never left the telephone office, but they placed calls all night and all day. And and we traveled, we were gone, we brought back in 2 days $15,000, which was a help, but we went in the bank today, really, and we borrowed $200,000. Just to keep the homes open. I know that sounds foolish, and I know it's unnecessary. With as many preachers and churches, 57 preachers' children in our homes right now, I believe that 57 preachers really, if they had a real burden, could raise that much and help others to have a part. I know this. This has got to be different from here on. I'm trusting the Lord. We owe the bank, and I don't mind saying we owe the bank $600,000 just to operate homes. Some of it was for the war debt that we've not paid. But I believe that, and I'm not begging, I'm not complaining, and those others that, of course, not interested in the work, you can criticize all you want to, won't faze me one bit. We still have 700 people. We spend money wisely, and I know this. I have not accumulated one thing. I emptied out my bank account. I had $1,400. It's gone, every penny of it. And borrowed another $1,600 in order to help somebody. And I don't brag about it. Just thankful to God for the privilege. But I guarantee you, I won't be giving any more until I can get a paycheck of some sort. And the paychecks have not been paid this month and will not, as far as I know, for a number of days. So I'm just simply saying that God's people, there are no homes like this in America. You know that. Largest homes. I wish we had some competition. I cannot imagine preachers claiming to love Brother Wolof and love children and appreciate what we're doing. That be no more than God bless you, Brother Wolof. Preachers, surely you need to build these homes or either build some. Like, I'm going to sing for your song. Miss Francis will sing with me, our oldest enterprise worker. 38 years she's been working with us. And I think this song is probably one of the greatest songs we've ever recorded. He bore the cross for you and me.
Because my Savior from above came seeking me in matchless love. And bore the cross that led to truth. How there the cross for him. Because he bore the cross for me.
Because
he died on Calvary. I've heard his call. I owe my all to him who bore the cross for me. Because he walked in Galilee and prayed in dark Gethsemane to save a world like you and me, I'll bear the cross for him. Because he bore the cross for me. Died on Calvary.
I've heard his call.
I owe my all, to him who bore the cross. Because he left his heavenly home and climbed at Calvary alone to save and make me all his own, I'll bear the cross for him.
Because
he bore the cross for me.
Because
he died on Calvary, I've heard his sweet call. I owe my all to him who bore the cross for me.
Father, this is a special day, and this is a special broadcast, the 1 hour. And dear Lord, prepare the people to hear the last 30 minutes, and then just be obedient. Father, if I had 1,000 lives, I'd want them all to count in the ministry, and this kind of ministry. Father, when thou didst call me to preach, there wasn't this many people in trouble. But Lord, we thank thee that you let us be brought to the kingdom for such a time as this and such a people as we face. We thank thee, Lord, for answered prayer. Oh, how good and how faithful thou hast been. Thou supply the needs. Father, I do not believe to be the perfect will of God for us to borrow $200,000 to keep the gates and the doors open when the parents and the preachers and the churches and the Christian friends ought to do it. But Lord, we're going on a long journey, and I pray that you bless every stop and every step and every message and every song that the Jubilee girls are going to sing. So bless this special meeting in a wonderful way, in Jesus' name. Amen. In just a moment, you're going to hear 3 testimonies and a number of songs. I want you now to get where you can listen especially to the last 30 minutes. I believe that we ought to share this with you. And I believe that the Lord will speak to your heart. I was over at the house, and before I left on a long journey, the Lord, I believe, laid it on my heart and said, why don't you just go and you get on your knees, call your people to their knees, and then you make and give the scripture and tell them what you feel the Lord has told you to tell them. And so I believe that is the beginning of real victory, complete victory. So it's good to have the Jubilee Trio with us, and they're going to take the rest of the time until we move into the 30 minutes that we had all of us on our knees. And many wonderful things have already started happening. I hope you'll be a part of it. And may the Lord bless you. And Jubilee, it's good to have you. You may sing your first song. Maybe it'd be good to start out and just to sing, My God and I Walk Through the Fields Together. We'll just have sweet fellowship. And I want my people out in Radio Land to know that this is just one of the homes. We were in McAllen the other night, and we had all the homes represented just about it. City of Refuge for older men, alcoholics, narcotic addicts. And then we had the Lighthouse for men under 25 and above 18. And then we have the Anchor Boys, and that's under 18. Rebecca Girls, under 18. And then the Jubilee Ladies, above 18. And they were there to sing and to testify. And there we had a wonderful time. I tell you, those little boys were good, weren't they? I mean, I enjoyed their testimonies. We had them all from the valley. And when the service was over, you talk about mothers and dads coming in the altar praying with their children. It'd have been a lot better if they'd done that years ago, but never too late. And so, Jubilee, we're glad to have you. Now, y'all may sing.
My God and I could not be together. We walk and talk as good friends should do. We clasp our hands, our voices ring with laughter. My God and I clasp our hands, our voices ring with laughter. My God and I walk through the meadows with you.
Cover up the depression and to escape from the reality of the things that were happening in my life. but nothing seemed to satisfy. And I came to the place in my life where I just didn't even want to live anymore. And I just wanted to die and end it all. And one night, I was in my apartment, and I accidentally took too many drugs, and I overdosed. And that very night, the Lord just burned my parents' heart, and they couldn't stand to see me live the way I was living anymore. And that very night, they didn't know what had happened, but they came to my apartment, and they came in, and they got me, and they brought me to the Jubilee home. And I was 21 at the time, and I was just really upset when they first brought me here, and I couldn't understand how they had the right to bring me here when I was 21 years old. I thought I had a right to do what I wanted to do. But in a few weeks' time, the Lord really changed my heart through the reading of His Word and memorizing it. And the Lord gave me a second chance in life, and He's given me this time even more of a burden for lost souls and for missions than I ever had before in my life. And I just really praise the Lord that He has given me a second chance. Philippians 1:6 says, being confident in this very thing, that He which hath begun a good work in you will perform it even into the day of Jesus Christ. And I'm so glad that what He started in my life when I was just 9 years old, that He was able to perform, and that He didn't give up on me, but He gave me a second chance. And He's given me the opportunity the past few months to work with the Apache Indians, and He's given me such a love and a burden for these people. And now, these past few weeks that I've been helping out in the Jubilee home, He's given me a burden for the girls, too. And I seem like I almost have a little taste of maybe what my parents went through, because I see sometimes girls come in and then they leave, and they don't leave with the victory, or they fall. And it hurts so bad. And sometimes you just can't hold back the tears because you love them so much. And I'm just glad that the Lord can use me, even though I'm not worthy, and I don't even know why He would choose me and want to use me, but I'm willing that He can use me. And I just want to help other people, and I just want to share with them what the Lord's done for me. I know if He can change my life, He can change their life too.
Today that I'm saved, and that He's given me a new life. And I came down to the Enterprises in the winter of 1980. And when I came down, I didn't want to believe that I needed help, and I didn't want to think about the trouble I was in. But I thank the Lord so much for a man like Brother Roloff that has a vision for homes for people that are in trouble like myself. And even though a lot of times when we first come in, we don't want to accept the help here, God will just bring us to our knees, and He'll save us. And when I was 14, I started out, well, even earlier when I was 12 or so, I started listening to rock music, and that started it. But 14, I started smoking dope, started dreams, and started popping pills. And at that time, I never thought it would take me down the road that it did. And my father started me smoking dope. But I believe today that God's going to save me. And I ask that y'all pray for my family and that they would be saved. And after I graduated from high school, I moved to Durango, so I went to State College, and I got in more trouble. But I just thank God for Christian people that would come by and witness, no matter how mean or no matter how much they would tease them, they would come by and they'd keep witnessing. And I would make fun of them, but I knew that they really did care and that they really had a love. And even when I gave them a hard time, they'd come back and witness me. I think that they sent me down here, even though I really didn't want to come all that bad. But I thank the Lord for giving me home. I thank the Lord for the ladies that are in there. And I just pray that I would never, ever take the miracles for granted that happened there. And it's a real blessing. I just thank the Lord for the privilege to be able to work in Jubilee. And sure, there's times that it's tough and a disappointment, but the victories in their lives make it worth it all. And I just pray that people would keep on supporting the homes and be ashamed for a look like this to go down. But I know God's in control and He's not going to let it down. And I just want to leave a verse with y'all that has been a great help in my life, and that's Joshua 1:9. Have not I commanded thee, be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. My name is Sue Smith, and I'm from Omaha, Nebraska. And I just thank the Lord with all my heart for saving my soul and giving me victory in my life. I've been here at Brother Rowlock now for a little over 2 years, and the Lord has blessed my life in many, many ways since I've been here. I'm a teacher, and I teach school at the Jubilee Home for Ladies. When I came here a little over 2 years ago, it was a different story. I came defeated, and I went through the home for about 7 or 8 months. I've been a born-again Christian for about 11 years, but I quit reading my Bible, and as Christians, we have to put that full armor of the Lord on daily if we want to walk and have victory in our lives. And I quit having fellowship with Christians, and I just fell into sin, and the devil defeated me in my weak area, which was my emotions. And I fell into a big depression, and my family and my friends tried to help me, and I got a doctor who also tried to help me. But anything that people could do just didn't help me at all. I just needed help from the Lord. And before I came here, I had about 23 shock treatments, and I was addicted to all kinds of drugs. And there was about a year and a half blocked out of my memory, and now I can just say with all my heart, I just praise the Lord for just giving me my mind and peace and happiness again in my life. And He's given me a verse, Psalm 40, verse 3, and He has put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord.
You labor and reward it to serve and pay unsought, unloved, unknown, to bear rebuke, to suffer scorn and scoffing. So send I you to my
Please turn the cassette over now to continue. Thank you.
Dear Lord, I'll be a witness if you will help my weakness. I know that I'm not worthy, Lord, of thee. For eyes of faith, I see thee upon the cross of Calvary. Dear Lord, I cry, let me thy servant be. Jesus, use me, and oh Lord, don't refuse me. For surely there's a work that I can do.
Many years ago, Miss Frances and I started singing together. She was 16 years old, and she's been working with the Enterprises about 38 years as our oldest worker. I mean, by that, in terms of service. Her mother still works for us. Her dad worked for us. And she learned to play the organ, maybe one of the most beautiful organ players. And she's got one of the nicest alto voices that anybody have ever heard. She and Brother Gene got married, and they have two lovely children that are getting grown now. And we've had many blessed and wonderful experiences, and at least it proves to me that somebody could work with me that long, and I'm glad they can. That's a wonderful blessing, and she's been a tremendous help in the work. And here's the song, It's In My Heart, and then another connected with it.
Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth and the two-edged sword in their hand. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord. Though some may sing to pass the weary night alone, though some may sing to entertain some old worldly throne, I sing because I worship God in song. It's in my heart, down in my heart, it's in my heart, this melody of love divine. It's in my heart, since I am his and he is mine. It's in my heart, how can I help but sing and shine? It's in my heart, it's in my heart. I may not know the skillful use of tongue or pen to prove my Lord's return to unbelieving men, but this I know, he's coming back again. It's in my heart, it's in my heart. Oh joy, oh delight, should he come without dying. No sickness, no dread, no fear and no crying. Caught up in the clouds with our Lord up in glory, so when Jesus receives his own. Oh Lord Jesus, hello, hello, here we shout that glad song, Christ returned, hallelujah, hallelujah, amen, hallelujah, amen.
For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Well, today we have an unusual trio. One from Ohio, one from Nebraska, one from Colorado. They're the Jubilee Trio, and we're leaving on a long tour. We'll be in 7 states in 7 days, and be crossing a lot of other states. But it's good to have converts that have been through the valley and now living on the mountain and drinking at the fountain, and yet working in the alley and helping us to get the slaves out of the galley. And so they're going to sing for us today. My God and I just kind of walk out through the fields together, and that's good. Jubilee, sing.
My God and I go in the fields together. We walk and talk as good friends should and do. We clasp our hands, our voices ring with laughter. My God and I walk through the meadows here. We clasp our hands, our voices ring with laughter. My God and I walk through the meadows here. Ooh.
Today's the day here in Corpus for everybody to go vote and to vote right. And there's no need in the Christian not voting right. God will give wisdom. I was reading John 7:17. He said, if any man will do the will of God, the doctrine shall be made known unto him. And I don't think I could ever vote, and I'm not calling any names on either side today, but there are two sides. But never was were the lines drawn plainer than right now. And I believe we have the greatest opportunity today to go to the polls. All of our people will. I'll go before I get in the air, and so will our trio. And we'll register our desire for freedom and for liberty for the homes, and for to stop all this state harassment and all this unconstitutional, unlawful attack on the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. And now then, I think we'll have the trio to sing one other song. You know, I think, girls, maybe we've got a long journey ahead today, but I always think of the song y'all sing day by day, and I guess that song will always be precious to me, because the doctor in the middle of the fight over in Chattanooga, I went to his hospital, and it looked like I just couldn't quite make it. And he came in and said, Brother Olaf, I love you. I want to help you. But he said, I'd like to sing a song for you. And he sang every stanza of Day by Day while he stood there by the hospital bed. And then he knelt down by the bed and took hold of my hand and prayed. And I'll tell you, I'm sure what he did by singing and praying, and did more even than the x-rays and all the rest of it. But it was good to be in the presence of two doctors the little doctor and the big doctor. And I want them to sing that song day by day.
Day by day, and with each passing moment, strength I find to meet my trials here, trusting in my Father's wise bestowment. I've no cause for worry or fear. He whose heart is kind beyond all measure brings unto each day what he deems best. Lovingly is part of pain and pleasure, mingling toil with peace and rest. Help me then in every
day. Well, before we leave the air, I'd like to remind you that I did something yesterday that I ought not to have to do. Every Christian, every church ought to weep with me as I walked in the bank and asked the banker for $200,000 to keep the doors open. And he let us have it. But he's still not right. I know that there's enough people that love the Lord, enough churches, preachers who send their children, their own children to us. You pray for us as we lead, and then pray about the $200,000. I only borrowed it for 90 days because I have faith to believe the Lord will not make me pay interest on that money. Our Father, I pray in Jesus' name to supply our needs and give us yearning mercies these next 6 or 7 days, and give us power to preach and to reach the people in Jesus' name. Amen.